The Warless World. Kalyn remembered the first days of the Synapse Link. He had been a part of the team, a young engineer, brimming with hope. The link was a small chip, placed at the base of the skull. It allowed direct thought sharing. Not just words, but feelings, memories, even the quiet hum of another's consciousness. People called it the empathy engine. Imagine, his mentor Cygnus had often said, a world without misunderstanding, no more wars born of fear, no more lonely nights. Everyone truly knows everyone. The first public trials were astonishing. Kalyn used a limited version with his friend, Zilia. When their minds met, it was like stepping into a warm, bright room after a long walk in the dark. He felt Zilia's joy from her morning run, her small worry about a plant in her apartment, her deep affection for him. It was pure, unfiltered understanding. He had never felt so close to another person. Zilia cried happy tears. It's like coming home, she'd whispered. Soon, millions adopted the link. It started in small communities, then spread across continents. Governments saw its potential for diplomacy. Educators imagined classes where students truly felt the history they learned. Lovers found a closeness beyond words. But then, things began to change. Kalyn noticed it first in Zilia. After a few months, her bright room in his mind became cluttered. He felt not just her joy, but her fleeting irritation at a stranger's loud music, her secret doubts about her job, even small judgments she would never speak aloud. And she, in turn, felt his own anxieties, his moments of weakness, the private fears he kept hidden even from himself. Their private moments were no longer truly private. A shared glance became a torrent of unspoken thoughts and emotions. It was too much. The warmth turned into an overwhelming heat. The understanding became an invasion. I feel like I'm always on display, Zilia told him one evening, her voice quiet. He felt her shame as she spoke, and his own shame for feeling it. There's no hiding anymore. Even a bad mood isn't just mine. It spills over. The world, once thought to be free of misunderstanding, started to experience a new kind of friction. People were not prepared for the sheer volume of truth. Knowing everything about another person did not always lead to love. Sometimes it led to a profound, uncomfortable honesty that shattered illusions. Small disagreements became massive emotional conflicts, as both parties felt the raw, unfiltered anger and hurt of the other. The very things that made human relationships complex, the unspoken, the personal space, the gentle deceptions, were gone. Cygnus, older and wiser, saw it coming. We built a window, he'd explained to Kalyn, his eyes tired. But we forgot that a home needs walls, too. For privacy, for safety, for the quiet thordwans that let us define ourselves. Kalyn looked out at the city. People walked with an odd, distant closeness. They were connected, yes, but also strangely alone in their collective consciousness. The empathy engine had worked too well. It had removed the very mystery that made human connection so precious, so sought after. The dream of perfect understanding had become a reality of perfect exposure, and humanity was struggling to breathe in the bright, open, wall-less world it had created. There were no more secrets, and with no secrets, perhaps there was no longer a true self to protect. The end.